Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually, I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego vulnerability contributes to difficulty in coping with life's stressors and stress. This involves the inevitable stressors that come with daily life that can often build up over time to become the stress that we experience. Stressors that can involve work-related pressures and responsibility. Relationship-related stress involving our spouse or partner, children, siblings, parents, friends, and co-workers. Financial stressors involving bills and making ends meet. Broader social stressors involving what's going on in society and the significant changes that are taking place. Health-related stressors involving sickness and possibly becoming physically, mentally, or emotionally disabled. Unfortunately, stressors and stress can have a very powerful, negative impact on our physical health and our mental health if we fail to manage them. And that's why I consider this to be one of the 10 key life areas that we're called upon to manage. Research on heart disease, cancer, mental illness, and suicide clearly demonstrates the link to a lower quality of life, our mortality, and failing to live up to a normal life expectancy when we fail to manage stress. Contributing to the management difficulties are ego energy issues involving power, flexibility, or vulnerability that often lead into the mismanagement of stressors and stress, but in different ways for different people, often making things worse, not better. Mismanagement that is often unrecognized due to the blinding effect of unhealthy ego energy in seeing what's really happening. Mismanagement that's happening even though a person under stress is an intelligent, spiritual, and mentally stable person. Unfortunately for those with lower ego vulnerability, the focus of our program today, they often respond to stressors and stress with a minimal degree of concern, if any. Unlike those with higher ego vulnerability, they often underreact or fail to react to financial, relationship, health, or work-related concerns that enter into their life. They have difficulty recognizing the signs or emotional warning signals which indicate that something needs their attention. These signals can be emotions such as love, or anxiety, or guilt that can go off in response to a work, relationship, financial, or health-related stressor that is appearing in their life. They're actually failing to experience stress in situations where experiencing it would be a good thing, particularly when bad things are taking place in a relationship that indicate that it's deteriorating, but they don't see them. The emotions that we often feel to serve as these warning signals or alarms, such as anxiety, guilt, and love, aren't available to draw their attention to the need for something to be fixed. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I do want to mention that It's Your Ego Stupid is a program for a spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and co-workers, even ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in whatever we're doing, and to experiencing a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths, truths we need to hear, even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is, in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence. It has nothing to do with the absence of spirituality or the presence of mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years. And what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. During today's program, we'll be looking at the impact that lower ego vulnerability has on the way a person copes, or more accurately, fails to cope with the stressors and stress that makes its appearance in their lives. As a quick reminder, people with lower ego vulnerability are often out of touch with the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity. They are out of touch with what I call our healthy human vulnerability, the reality of our human weakness and imperfection. And this causes them to miss what's going wrong in their life and what they have to do with it. They're often clueless about what's really taking place because the absence of emotions I mentioned earlier aren't helping them to know that things are going wrong in relationships or at work or within their health or in their finances. These are people who are often under stress but don't know that they're under stress. They fail to realize that stress can be revealing itself in their words and actions, even when they aren't experiencing the emotions they typically associate with stress. And beyond difficulties in recognizing stressors and experiencing healthy stress signals, there is another issue for those with lower ego vulnerability. They are often quite stressful for those who they may live or work with, because others can often see more clearly what they fail to see or are concerned about. They are often frustrating to be around as they progressively fail to take care of things which need to be taken care of. And also, there's one more issue. Because they are often bored and under-aroused, they like to precipitate stress in their life. They enjoy stress because it arouses them emotionally. They enjoy anger or fear or even love feelings for the sake of feeling them. They enjoy the stress of bringing drama into their lives. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the hedonist, the logician, and the inattentive person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego vulnerability voice, the mixture of your ego energy and your mind, is talking to and through you in your life when confronted with stressors and stress. And here is the very first one. You have difficulty recognizing stressors and think that everything is fine when it's not. People with lower ego vulnerability often misinterpret the absence of emotion as the absence of stress. As I said earlier, there's kind of an emotionless quality to people who are experiencing lower ego vulnerability, and they are missing out on those signs or warning signals involving emotion, creating difficulty in recognizing stressors and thinking that everything is fine when it often isn't. Here are some questions to think about in regards to this particular symptom. Do you have difficulty noticing significant changes that are taking place in relationships? Things can be shifting in relationships. Maybe people are spending less time together, or they're talking less to each other, or maybe the tone of their interactions has been changing, but the person with lower ego vulnerability isn't recognizing those changes. Do you have difficulty noticing significant changes that are taking place in your health? These are these biological symptoms that may be taking place. Maybe they're significant, more significant headaches or stomach ailment. Maybe a person is experiencing that they are having difficulty recognizing as being significant, particularly if they are more persistent than they should be. And also, do you have difficulty noticing significant changes taking place in your work performance? Sometimes people start to miss work more frequently, or they are less productive in the work setting. Maybe they're less connected to their coworkers in the way they interact with them. There's a phrase used in industrial psychology called burning out, and this is when people who may be under what they call job strain for a period of time, all of a sudden they just burn out. They quit jobs or they stop functioning altogether. But the precursor is the chronic underlying buildup of stress that is not being recognized. When you think of these particular questions and the answers that may come with them in regards to yourself as well as the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to go on to the next symptom. you get around to managing stressors later, often much later rather than sooner. So you take care of that health stressor or that relationship stressor or that financial stressor or work stressor much later than you should be taking care of it. People with lower ego vulnerability due to the absence of emotional cues, we often take a lot longer, if ever, to do something about relationship, health, financial, or work stressors. In some respects, the symptoms of difficulty have to be hitting them over the head before they get their attention that something needs to be taken care of. Here are some additional questions for you to consider in regards to this symptom. Have smaller problems turn into bigger problems due to neglect? People with lower ego vulnerability, again, neglect stressors, and as a result, they may start out being something that's relatively small, but turns into something that is much larger. Also, do you put a Band-Aid on problems? Sometimes people with lower ego vulnerability do the minimum amount that might be necessary to fix a problem when maybe there needs to be some sort of major surgery, metaphorically speaking, that's being utilized to help take care of what's going on. And also, do you have a hard time realizing that problems are more serious than you think they are? Again, this gets into minimizing problems or ignoring problems, but this people with lower vulnerability just have a difficult time realizing that the problems, the stressors that are confronting them need more of their attention and taking them more seriously. Again, that gets back to two things, the difficulties with experiencing one's healthy human vulnerability, their imperfections and weaknesses, as well as the absence of the emotional signals that we often use to cue us that something needs our attention. When you think of these particular questions and the answers to them and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to one more symptom before we take our first break. You are more stressful for the people in your life than you realize. People with lower ego vulnerability are often difficult people to live with due to their emotionless quality and the failure to deal with stressors that are often impacting the other people in their life, particularly those that you live with or perhaps work with. You are often stressing people out with the lack of attention to some of these significant areas of life, particularly when they are having an effect on them, a collateral impact, if you will, on their lives, whether it's a financial concern or a relationship concern and so on. So do you presume that people are being affected by the stressor the way you're being affected by it, more specifically, because they are not being affected by whatever that stressor source is, they aren't being affected by it. It's sort of an egocentric way of looking at life, that if I'm not being affected by things, then others are not being affected by things. Also, do you have difficulty realizing that people can be genuinely more concerned than you are? That there can be a difference in the level of concern that one may have, that it doesn't have to be the same as yours. It can be different, and it can be more significant or intense than what you're experiencing. And also, do you have difficulty realizing that people can be more legitimately concerned? And when I say legitimately, I'm talking about they actually have genuine reasons for why there needs to be concern with what's going on and the need for some attention to handling the stressor and the stress that's building from it. When you think about these particular questions and the answers to them, as well as the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some reflections of ego stupidity connected to lower ego vulnerability and difficulties in managing stressors and stress. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego vulnerability person's difficulties in dealing with stressors and stress. Some of these may seem odd or strange or weird, maybe funny or inappropriate, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower ego vulnerability, it's often leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and feelings and behaviors that are affecting their ability to cope with the stressors and stress occurring in their life. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when they're confronted with stressors and stress. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy, prism, or filter or lens that the lower vulnerability person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with stressors and stress taking place in their life. And these are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, lower vulnerability energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and the ego stupidity that they are caught up in. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, which consists firstly of knowing what ego is and what it isn't. Coming to an awareness, a foundation, a solid foundation of what ego is, that being that ego is an energy. This is an energy, a survival energy at work in your life. And also coming to understand that the ego doesn't have an intellect. It doesn't have the ability to think the way you have the ability to think because it's an energy. It doesn't have a brain. And to also understand that your ego doesn't have an intentional quality. It's not out to shape your particular life in any distinctive way, in any of those 10 key life areas that I talk about. It has no awareness of itself. It has no awareness of you. It has no awareness of God. It has no intellectual capacity upon which to form intentions. And I'm mentioning this because often writings about ego seem to incorporate these kinds of notions as if that is the case. when it's not accurate. The second contributor to ego medicine is being able to tune into our ego energy, being able to know the amount of or volume of the power, flexibility, and vulnerability that's at work in our lives, coming through in our thoughts, our behaviors, our feelings, our physiology even. Now, this is something that a person can't do on their own because this is new territory. And that's where my website, my books, and these podcasts come into play to help you to tune in to this, your ego energy, to take advantage of understanding or offerings from these sources to lead you to have a better handle on what your ego energy looks like. And then the third contributor to ego energy involves, or ego medicine, involves replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created. Remember now, ego did not create these. We did. The energy flowing into our mind played a role, and that's why I refer to the ego voice. That mixture of the ego energy with our mind contributes to what would be the ego voice. And we're replacing these non-reality-based thoughts and beliefs with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So the next part of our program today is going to focus specifically on this third contributor, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. The kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego vulnerability can often bring into their efforts to cope with stressors and stress. So here's the first one. No emotion, no problem. The person with lower ego vulnerability often thinks that the absence of emotions means that they're not under stress. That because they're not feeling anxiety or anger, that they're not under stress. And that's a non-reality-based thought, because we can be under stress even though it may not be revealing itself from an emotional standpoint that we typically associate with stress. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also happens. And these are the idea that anxious or angry thoughts are not signs of being under stress. Sometimes we can get involved in anxious thoughts, maybe fear based thoughts or angry thoughts, and not understand that when we experience those, even in the absence of emotion, we're still under stress. So to think otherwise, to think that your angry or anxious thoughts, maybe you're having thoughts about hurting others, or maybe you're feeling fearful of things that, you know, may occur in your life, that those kinds of thoughts, and thinking that that doesn't reflect stress, but actually it does. Another one would be anxious or angry behaviors are not signs of being under stress. Again, the person with lower ego vulnerability misinterprets and maybe disregards these particular kinds of, I call them anxious or angry behaviors that are taking place, and viewing that as not being connected to stress, disconnecting them to stress, misinterpreting them. Or the feeling that anxious or angry physiology aren't signs of being under stress, whether we're having headaches or stomach ailments or heart-related difficulties that are occurring and not realizing that they are signs of being under stress. And to think otherwise would suggest a non-reality-based understanding of what stress looks like. Stress doesn't have to look emotional to us. It can look behavioral. It can look cognitive. It can look physiological. It doesn't just have to be fall in the neighborhood of emotions. So when your lower ego vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that stress isn't just manifested emotionally, but we can experience it in different ways that have nothing to do with the normal or typical signs that we might think of stress as being reflected in. But until then, when you're thinking that if you're not experiencing emotion, that you're not under stress, and all of the rest of what I've just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Here's another reflection of ego stupidity. Everything is under control and going well. people with lower ego vulnerability, because they're not getting those emotional warning signals, may come to the conclusion that everything is under control and everything is going well. And I mean this in regards to maybe relationships or financial circumstances or health-related stressors or changes going on that are significant, or even work circumstances. In reality, it isn't going well, but you don't know it's not going well because of the issues with the lower ego vulnerability. So people with lower vulnerability often think things are running smoothly when they aren't. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity. It also begins to happen. Everything is going well in the relationship with my spouse or partner or our children or my friends. And unfortunately, for people with lower ego vulnerability, they are often last to know that, no, things have not been as good as they have been thinking they're going in the situation. And their lack of their emotional detachment is a source of this difficulty with misreading the situation. Or that everything is going well in my health. Again, not getting the emotional signs, this emotional detachment, and also being out of touch with one's healthy human vulnerability and inherent weakness of humanity is contributing to these perceptions, this misperception that things are going well when they're not. Or that everything is going well in my work situation. As I mentioned earlier, people can be under what's called job strain, where things are being affected by it. Little doses of stress are happening to them over time. They're unrecognized. But at some point, the person crashes, as they might call it, and that's what is referred to as burnout. All of a sudden, they have to leave their job when the day before everything seemed to be fine. This is something that people who are healthcare workers and people who are police officers and work in law enforcement often experience. When your lower ego vulnerability is healing, you realize that things can be going less well than you think they are, and that they require more of your monitoring and attention that maybe you're giving them. But until then, when you're thinking that everything is under control and going well and all the rest of what I've just shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to one more reflection. I'm not stressing people out who I live or work with. The person with lower ego vulnerability often misperceives the stress that they're bringing to bear in by their way of handling things or not so. People with lower ego vulnerability, often due to their weak emotional awareness and emotional detachment, aren't reading the cues and of how they are really affecting other people. As I said earlier, we don't live in this distant vacuum place, particularly where people who are living with us, like our family members, they're going to be affected by financial, work, health, stressors that may be taking place in the lower ego vulnerability person. But this kind of thinking on the part of the lower vulnerability person may contribute to other thoughts, like my lack of concern for health-related problems isn't affecting others, but it is. Or that my lack for concern for relationship problems, again, isn't affecting others. Often it's the person in their life is trying to bring them to their attention, but they're ignoring them. Or that the lack of concern for financial problems isn't affecting others. For example, this could be a person who's a gambler and doesn't think anything's wrong when there's a lot going wrong. Or people that are spending money on that they don't have. They're overextended on credit, and eventually that's going to come home to affect other people in their life. When your lower vulnerability is healing, you begin to realize that your failure to recognize and manage stressors can be stressful to others, particularly those who are being directly affected by the stressors. But until then, when you're thinking that you're not affecting other people, that you're not stressing other people in your way of being, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Next, I want to go on to share some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. And these are insights intended to see more of your ego blindness and what his ego is doing behind the scenes when it comes to these difficulties. And here's the first one. Your lower vulnerability voice, that combination of your ego energy and your mind, is weakening your ability to recognize the frequency, the duration, and the intensity of the stressors that are actually occurring. It's leading you to minimize or to ignore the stressors, which actually do need your attention. And it's also leading to giving stressors, in some respects, a head start and building up to be larger. So the stressors are happening. They're not happening, but you don't see them. You don't recognize them. And the effects tend to grow and to build up over time. And it's also leading you to the absence of being able to fix the impact of stressors once the impact has become too great to fix. So if you let health stressors build up or job-related stressors develop or relationship stressors to build over time, the problems grow and unfortunately you're not in a position to do anything about them. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight is that your lower vulnerability voice, that mixture of your ego energy and your mind, is weakening your ability to recognize the stress you often cause others. It's preventing you from seeing how much you are affecting others. It's weakening your ability to see how much they're being affected by you and your mismanagement or disregard of stress-related circumstances. And it's leading you to disregard the impact of stressful thoughts and behaviors have on others. So maybe you're not acting emotionally, but you're acting stress-like by maybe you're doing a lot of yelling or screaming or throwing things or breaking things or insulting other people. And those are stress-related behaviors, but you may completely miss that because you don't associate them with emotion. And it's also leading to your ability to see the weight and emotional toll of living with you is having on others. This is preventing you from seeing how you impact other people. And this is particularly the case if you're not good at showing love to other people, which most lower ego vulnerability people have difficulty doing, demonstrating love. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Going to share one more insight. Your lower vulnerability voice is weakening your ability to take action sooner rather than later in dealing with the stressors taking place. So it's delaying your response. It's weakening your ability to see problems for what they truly are instead of this distorted, detached kind of way. It's leading to your ignoring these stressors or waiting for them to just go away, for them to just disappear, but they're not going to do that. And it's leading you to procrastinate or have difficulty becoming sufficiently motivated until you really have to do something. And that's usually when stressors are screaming at us that says, dude, you've got to get after this. There's something wrong. I mean, there's not actually a voice there, but the feel of it's there. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower vulnerability, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego vulnerability can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to coping with stressors and stress. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection, which is actually a disconnection between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from the God within our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we've all been given. The gift of God within that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the stressors and stress taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego vulnerability who are failing to be their divinity when stressors and stress have gotten the better of them. And we'll get started with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with stressors and stress. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when lacking acceptance of the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity weakens their efforts to manage stressors and stress with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves lovingly accepting your humanity in order to manage the inevitable stressors taking place in your life. When your lower vulnerability and distance from recognizing the weakness and imperfection of your humanity prevents you from lovingly working with all of the stressors that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important life challenges. We must bring unconditional love that supports the recognition of our humanity into our efforts to manage life stressors. It can allow us to use the gift of our emotions in working to meet life's challenges. When your lower vulnerability and lacking recognition of your humanity leads to meeting life's stressors with detachment rather than with love, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected to life's stressors so that we can learn what must be learned and from whom it must be learned in order to manage and heal from them rather than being detached from them. When your lower vulnerability and lacking recognition of your humanity are burdening you with emotional detachment and the absence of love in working with the stressors you're facing and the stress you're under, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must know, accept, and manage life's challenges with freely flowing love in order to learn from them, to manage them, and heal from them. When your lower vulnerability and lacking recognition of your humanity are limiting the amount of love you can bring to working to understand and manage stressors, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The recognition and acceptance of challenges with unlimited love will open the door to learning what is unknown from within and from others in order to manage and heal the stressors we are facing. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with our stress. People with lower vulnerability have difficulty being spiritually well when failure to recognize the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity is leading them to dishonor and disrespect with emotional detachment the challenges life is presenting to them. Your divinity involves recognizing the imperfection and weakness within your humanity so that you can respectfully work with and heal the stressors and stress life is bringing forth. When your lower vulnerability and failure to recognize your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect life's challenges with emotional detachment from them, you're not being the life God is. The recognition of the weaknesses and imperfections of our humanity will allow us to honor and respect these challenges and meet them with our emotional potential to learn about, manage, and heal from them. When your lower vulnerability and failure to recognize your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect with avoidance, distance, or disregard those who are calling greater attention to your problems, you're not being the life God is. The recognition of the weaknesses and imperfections of our humanity will allow us to honor and respect those who are truly working to serve us in managing life's stressors and stress. When your lower vulnerability and failure to recognize your humanity are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your life with faulty approaches to managing the stress of boredom, you're not being the life God is. The recognition of our humanity will eliminate the need to interrupt the stress of boredom with solutions such as drugs, alcohol, and other distractions that can become the only way to accessing and experiencing the emotions of our humanity. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any stressor and stress can be managed and healed. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with the stress life will bring. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower vulnerability and lacking recognition of the weaknesses and imperfections of their humanity have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage stressors within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by failing to recognize their humanity. Our divinity involves healing and transformation in which we are willing to work with and manage life's stress by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us and others when it is not being obscured by failure to recognize our humanity. It involves healing and transformation, in which we are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about our stress that is uncovered by the distortion that emotional detachment often brings to knowing stressors and stress in the light of truth. When lower ego vulnerability and lacking recognition of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about why you are under stress, you're not being the energy God is in working with it. The recognition of our humanity will open the door to deeper truth and understanding of the sources and contributors to the stress taking place in our life, and the ability to manage them in the light of truth. When lower ego vulnerability and lacking recognition of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the stress occurring in your life, you're not being the energy God is. The recognition of our humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the stress we are under, and the ways it can be revealing itself to us, particularly in our thoughts, words, and actions. When lower ego vulnerability and lacking recognition of your humanity is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the impact your stress is having on others, you're not being the energy God is. The recognition of our humanity will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the ways we can be impacting others when we are under stress. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego vulnerability and difficulty in working with life stressors and stress, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights, and the spiritual impact that I've shared with you today. I hope that what I have shared with you will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. And you can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts a part of your heritage that already exist within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual, because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine, so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.